שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר הערבות, ניתן למצוא אותו.
We are reading the article, the Arvut. You can find it in the material in the Arvut system and in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
כן, אמנם שמאמרים האלה, מתן תורה וערבות,
yes, even though these articles of Matan Torah and Arvut seem to us like for beginners. But we understand that there's not sooner or later, there's no beginning or end, everything is important as one. Because we're speaking about the ways the Creator is revealing Himself to the created being. That's why we have chosen to read this again, go over the matter of Arvut, because it could be that while we went through everything just now, we might take this more seriously, what this article is speaking about. It's actually speaking about the connection between the desires to receive and desires to bestow in each and every one of us in order to connect us to one system of the soul. Let's say that same 10. So 10 people who that when they will know how to connect, why to connect, what the purpose should be in it, and so on, in the connection between them, in order to establish a net of forces and thoughts and tendencies and desires and qualities that in them the Creator can clothe the vessel for this mutual annulment between these people, that all in all, by this, they annul the force to bestow on their behalf towards the Creator. This vessel that is in mutual bestowal, in a mutual connection above the ego in each and every one, above the forces of rejection between one and another. If they succeed to cause some kind of connection between them, that this connection shows that it has a mutual force of bestowal above the ego, then in the gap between the ego that's revealed in each one of them compared to the others, and the connection, even though there's an ego in each one of them towards the others, by this we can measure the intensity of the vessel. The intensity of the vessel is much, and even though there is a mutual will to receive, a big one, a big rejection from one another, and they still overcome it and want to connect with one another because they want to resemble the Creator, to reach Him, by this to give Him contentment, that they will give Him a place that He can be revealed in. By this, we can measure and weigh the intensity of the vessel that they have built. And that is called the size or the magnitude of their soul. Let's see what's written about it. And all the forces that they can establish between them, that is called Arvut. That is the main thing, that not only that I connect to the other and I'm willing to connect to him, that's not enough. It has to be like a web of connections, that all of us, in all of us, are connected. And that's why it's called Arvut, that each one is for the other. He must be as if he would be instead of each and every friend, in the good, in the bad. Meaning he has to be greater than everybody and has to be smaller and lower than everybody. As Rabash writes in the Articles of Society, in that way, we can organize this vessel called a soul, meaning the will to receive that will be adapted to the qualities of the Creator, and then the Creator can clothe in it according to equivalence of form. Please.
The article, Arvut. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Avut, mutual guarantee, when all of Israel became responsible for one another. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one of them from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the commandment of loving others in the full measure.
This first sentence, that all of Israel are in avut to one another, that's in the Talmud and in other places, meaning that's from thousands of years ago after receiving the Torah, that started using it, realizing it, then they started discovering all the different manners that the Torah demands of us and what connection we can be connected. So that's how the wise ones, the sages, wrote it. Please.
Again, the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah, commandment, of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah. This means that each and every one in Israel will take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear. Each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the commandment, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure.
Meaning, why do we need the Arvut? Because without us reaching such relationships called Arvut, that each one is ready and able to be instead of each and every one in order to complete each and every one, and then each one feels that he is free from everything the will to receive can demand of him and put all kinds of limitations on him and obligations and everything. He feels free. Then, in such a way, he can be completely available to bestowing and not being concerned of himself at all.
With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, commandment, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who standing ready to provide for him. For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs. As they will not be in their possession. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
That means that we see here specifically a very important condition, that if I am still troubled from my existence, my corporeal existence, and even spiritual, and I think of myself in some thought, even the smallest thought, so I can't make myself available for actions outside of me towards everybody. I can't. I must reach a state that I don't know in what way, but that I'll be sure that I have no concern for myself from here till completely. And then in such a way, I will be free to perform actions of bestowal to others. And if I still didn't come to a state that I'm not concerned about myself, so nothing will help me, I still cannot perform actions of bestowal which are real and true and unlimited towards the others. That is just simply showing us, giving us a law. That's how it is. That's the law. What can you do? If I have the will to receive and I still have in it some kind of desires that demands fulfillment from me, so I won't be able to think of the fulfillment of someone else. That's it. I can act with it as much as I want, play with it, but it's still not the truth. Meaning the law is, the nature is that I must be filled in all my desire, no matter what way and why and how. But after I will be filled, only in such a way I can serve others in an unlimited way. A very egoistic condition, but really understood. So let's see onward what he says. Well, wait, questions first. Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. In the second paragraph, it says, once the whole nation unanimously agrees.
Carl, you're muted. You're muted, Carl.
Carl, we lost you.
In the second paragraph, it says, once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear. Why did they say we will hear?
Why they said we will hear, I don't know. They can perform actions of bestowal, briefly. If every nation is in such a state that they are satisfied in their desires, they can perform mutual actions of bestowal with no problem. That's it.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav, you just were talking about how we're not supposed to be concerned about corporality in any way because it obstructs us on our path. So is that a place of prayer for us? Because the Creator gives us this corporeal life and then says, don't be worried about it. But you can feel the ego trying to struggle in that place. Is that a place of prayer? Because it's very It's very, it's a strong pull there, let's say.
All of our spiritual actions usually are in prayer, meaning by a plea to the Creator to perform corrections. It's not regular prayers that the masses do there. All kinds of believers in all kinds of religions and faiths. Our prayer means the plea to the Creator to correct us. And obviously in such a plea to the Creator, we will try to be in it day and night, constantly to Him and constantly requesting, just that our requests have to be as true and scrutinized as much as possible. PT-19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He says they weren't ready to receive the Torah during the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but until they came out of Egypt. What does it mean that they came out of Egypt?
That means that until they came out of Egypt, it's not the geography of Egypt, but until they rid themselves of the egoistic will to receive that they had in them. Let's say now, you are in Egypt. The will to receive is in control of you. You just want to enjoy this life, to enjoy the spiritual life, but you want to enjoy them. That's it. Your intention is not to reach a state that you fill the others, and by that you enjoy. No. But the Creator is doing it. He's filling the others and enjoying it. And you don't want that for now. For now, you're built in a way that you enjoy yourself being filled. That's called that you are in Egypt.
I'm asking because in the beginning of the lesson, you said that we have to establish a network of connection, that everyone is connected in the good situations and bad situations, and that's the way we can make a vessel. So are we already in a situation where we can build this network or not yet?
We must connect ourselves in a net called the vessel of Adam Rishon, which is corrupted, but it wants to be corrected, and we are all connected to one another, and we want our connections to tighten them and use them more and more. That's called man will help his friend, and to awaken one another, as Rabash writes in the Articles of Society, that will strengthen one another, and then turn to the Creator that will give us that help, will give us the forces and correct the connections between us. And the Creator starts connecting the connections between us by showing us how we're not right with one another, that we will want to organize the right connections between us from indifference and hatred and rejection and all kinds of things between us, that we'll try to reach from all the forms, the incorrect forms of connections between us, to good ones. The worst connections are when we feel that we are in indifference, in a lack of feeling that we're together in a group. Let's say I have in my group a few friends that I don't feel that they are present. I don't care about them, whether they come or not. They don't influence me. I guess I don't influence them. That is the worst. That is the worst thing. That's just like a disconnection. Imagine to yourself that you live with your wife and you have such relationships that you don't feel each other. How can you correct that? You don't feel.
So what do you want us to do? Fight all day?
No, that you fight, but because of the fighting and all the little collisions you have, we can locate through them what we need to correct. And instead of the arguments and collisions, we'll have love and connection. But if we don't have a connection, so that is the worst. We have nothing to correct.
That's what we're afraid of fighting. That's our problem. We're afraid of fighting.
No, you don't have to be afraid of it. If we grab the Creator and we're sure that with Him we can correct everything, so we just have to bring Him a place of disconnection, a place of argument, and He will correct it. He will correct it. But if you bring Him something that there's nothing there, there are no desires, there's no connection, then what can He correct?
Can you give me an example? What does it mean to give the Creator a place to correct if we're fighting? What does it mean?
That I'm saying that I have a lack of the correct connection between the friends, and I don't know in what way I can connect to them correctly.
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand what it means correctly.
I don't either. The Creator needs to know. It doesn't matter to me. It's not important that I don't know. I'm not dictating to Him what to do. I'm just telling Him, fix it.
What, to draw reform and light while we're fighting?
Yeah, He should help me do that too.
Turkey
6.
Hey there, good morning, verse 3. How can we rise above egoistic self-care and care only for 10?
That too should happen through praying to the Creator. Also that, meaning all the corrections, the smallest correction that you want to happen, you have to turn to the Creator. And the more people together, together doesn't mean that now you're standing and praying, but that you discuss it throughout time. And in that time, in that day, let's say, you are concerned about it. That's called a prayer. A prayer is raising a deficiency, raising man. That's it.
Kiev.
Вопрос о десятке. Как связывать нули в десятке? Что все рассыпется, если все сам отменится?
For the ten, how do you connect the zeros in the ten? It seems like everything would fall apart.
That's not our problem. It's the Creator's problem. You don't organize the corrections, wise guy. Don't be the spiritual work manager. You turn to the Creator that He will do what He needs to do. If you feel a deficiency, and if you more friends feel it, so turn to Him, and He has to do it. As if you correct something in your life and succeed. Don't do the same thing in spirituality. It won't work, never. There's only one force, there's only one system that can correct everything. That's why it is inviting opposite states in us, corruptions, so we can locate those corruptions and ask the upper force that is above the spiritual system that He will work, that He will bring that spiritual system closer to us, and the spiritual system will get closer to us and we'll feel ourselves compared to it very unpleasant, because we are in an egoistic connection between us below and from above. It's a spiritual system, and then it turns out that those two systems will be working in such a way that isn't good or pleasant. That's what we feel in the world today. Floods, temperature changes, pandemics, fires, all kinds. more will come, all kinds of problems. That's because the two systems are standing and contradicting each other. Why? So we from the lower system will ask to be adapted to the upper one, the upper system. Then according to the man we raise, the deficiency we raise, according to our prayer, so the upper system, except for getting close to us, it can also, first of all, start adjusting the relationships between the two systems, the corporeal and the spiritual. And in that way, we can eventually reach the correction. Otherwise, it'll be much worse. That's how we hear too. Everything depends on the arvut between us. Okay. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you. Normally we say that if we are low-spirited and are immersed in the ego, what we can do is disseminate, bestow upon someone else. And here it says, you can't really bestow unless you come out of the ego. So are we going 50-50 for now?
We are in our ego and hoping that by our prayer, our ego will become the good force. PD 6.
I didn't understand the condition that if I'm still troubled by my corporeal existence or even spiritual, then I can't come out of myself to others. Is there a situation where I'm not troubled?
I didn't say that. That's what Bala Sulam says. We find that those lines. And it's clear that if I'm in the will to receive, and in this will to receive, a negative feeling appears that it's lacking, the will to receive, so I can be concerned about something that it'll be good to others if it's lacking to me. We are in a net of nature, a net of the will to receive, and that desire must supply itself with what it needs, and only when it has what it needs, it can be corrected. Let's say it has nothing, but it's satisfied. It doesn't want anything else. So it can behave. It can work. In spirituality, we say that the light of mercy comes and fills the vessels, and those vessels don't want anything else. They feel good to be in bestowal. The Bina covers the Malchut. Malchut rises to Bina. You understand? But if there are no such corrections on the Malchut, on the will to receive, so the will to receive demands its laws. There isn't something that happens with no reason from itself.
How is it possible that a person will not worry about his existence? The Creator gives us health problems, financial problems, family problems. What does it mean not to be troubled by my existence, even with a little thought?
We are now in lesson number 2. In lesson number 1 of today, we were speaking about annulment, bitul. And in that annulment, we were saying that we can probably annul in such a way to the Creator that it doesn't matter what He does to me, doesn't matter. I will be annulled towards all His actions. What does it mean that I am annulled? What do I feel then in this annulment? Do I feel good? Do I feel bad? Or I don't feel anything. I feel good. that my action of annulment towards the upper one isn't my action, it's the upper one who is doing it, but I want it. I agree with it. It is my partnership with the upper one. It's the measure of my alvut with the upper one. That's called ibul. Conception, impregnation. And then I allow the upper one to do with me whatever he wants. That's called the embryo in his mother's womb.
The Creator sends me thoughts and disturbances, and what do I need to do? Agree? Resist?
Of course, in every moment, you have to agree to receive it. You ask the Creator for corrections in order to relinquish more and more egoistic desires that are revealed in you and to get the Creator's control over you. That's called that you are growing as an embryo from day to day.
Why should I ask for corrections if this is what he wants me to happen?
Because he wants it, not you want it. You have to grow inside him. Meaning, everything you receive from him, you should take it as a blessing. But you get things from him that are opposite of what you want. To begin with, against your will to receive, they're opposite.
Another question. Is there a connection between annulment and avut, mutual responsibility?
Of course, through avut you can reach annulment, and without avut, with the others, you cannot reach annulment towards the Creator.
First there is the mutual responsibility and then annulment? Isn't it the other way around?
You can say both. It's things that are constantly changing.
Thank you.
PT 13.
Good morning, Rav, friends. On the one hand, we say that a person has to be concerned with sustaining himself, not to be a burden on society and arrange his corporeal stuff. On the other hand, we're saying we shouldn't worry about our own needs, not be worried about corporeality. What's the point of connection between the two things?
They have to become as one. Not to be adjacent to each other, like two circles that have a point of connection, but they have to be as one. Everything is expressed in the embryo. That in that desire called an embryo, the desires to bestow, the desires to receive, the intentions to receive, the intentions to bestow, they all connect, all kinds of forms of connection between Creator and created being, and all these things, all in all, build the body of the embryo. And after that body, along with the body, they also build a point of a brain and a heart, and eventually in that body the mind and heart start being established, that they control the embryo itself. But in every cell there's also a part of the heart and a part of the mind. Okay.
Darom.
Darom, south.
I'll continue Gil's question concerning relationships. Should I accept everything and annul? Is annulment also before your mate? Or is it only relating to my 10?
Adoni,
Mister, we're not speaking about what's going on in our world. We are learning about a spiritual embryo and how we reach a state of the spiritual embryo, period. That's it. Okay?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
A person who commits to the mutual responsibility, does he commit to taking all the corruptions of the friends on himself? And if a friend shows you he's not in avut with you, you have to be in avut with him, right?
It will gradually be revealed on the way. It'll be clarified. Don't jump on everything. Let's learn how to approach it correctly, okay? You see how we're studying and studying and coming close to it. And we are doing these things in order to be the first part, the pioneers, that stands and brings all of humanity into connection with the Creator. New York 4.
Rav, can I enter into Arvut? I'm sorry, can I enter into Ibur if the friends are not keeping me in Arvut?
Well,
it's hard to say. What does it mean to keep, not to keep? You have to work with what you have. And to try and bestow to them in such a way that they will enter Ovut. But there has to be an attendance in the lesson. If the 10 isn't present in the lessons, you can say that they almost don't have a chance to advance. That's why I really don't have what to say. Try to get organized in the right 10. USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. So just for clarification about what we've been talking about. So it sounds like we're kind of saying that all these things that are given to us in corporality, the intention gets inverted as far as instead of being worried about for myself, but kind of see these things as a way to correct or as a set of corrections given in order to keep moving forward on the path. So, like, the intention changes.
The intention changes, the desire changes, the condition change in each and every moment. Yes. Where is His Honor?
Paragraph, thus you evidently find, that's where we are. Thus you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own, meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above avut, and then they were given the Torah.
Meaning all kinds of business, spiritual, in the group, in the 10, in BB, they have to be completely isolated from our other life. We cannot speak about it. It's not worth bringing strangers into our spiritual advancement, but to be connected as much as possible between us only in to the direction of the center of the 10. That's it. Next.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray, and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those few would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for it themselves, because those few will not pity them at all. Hence, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the commandment of loving one's friend, will be prevented from the whole of Israel.
Meaning, we have to isolate ourselves in BB, all of us entirely, and there we have to develop connections of friendship and love and support as much as possible. Furthermore, it has to be in each and every 10, right? There it just has to be till we feel our hearts of each and every one that is willing to work with all his heart for the 10. And whoever can't, doesn't want to, let him leave. Let him leave. What can you do? There are a lot that fall from the path. We've seen it. And I guess this is the way. Afterwards, they reach other stages and they join back. Maybe not to us anymore, but to those that will come later on.
Ken.
Yes, Niv.
Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love, for they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help.
No, Nishal.
Well, let's see PT6.
It's the same law of Avot that I have to be responsible for the friends. Is this the meaning of Avot, mutual responsibility?
It's the same law, yeah, the law of connection between everybody.
And if I'm responsible for the friends, I see that everyone is already in this responsibility.
No, it's you responsible for them. You, by this, aren't bringing them into the Elvut. You are giving them conditions that they, too, can enter easily with your help to a connection called Elvut, but not that they are already in this connection from your efforts. There must be a participation on their behalf, too, personal and as a group.
So it's not the same as annulment. When I annul myself, I see that everyone is already annulled as well.
That's something else. Also, in annulment, it's two different forms of observing reality. He who flaws does it in his own flaws. If you annul yourself, you think everybody's annulled. That's correct in general, but on the private side of each and every one, they are not annulled. Each one is in his ego. The fact that they are performing all the work that the Creator is dropping on them, and they are doing it, they're not aware that they are doing it from the Creator's desire upon them. They think that they are doing it from their own will to receive. The whole world, there's a desire to receive that the Creator created. And this whole world is performing in the will to receive everything it needs to do. And it also comes from the Creator. That's called the evil inclination. So you can say, what do you want from the created beings? They're doing what the Creator is doing in them. But we are saying that the created beings reach an understanding, a recognition of what their nature is compared to the Creator's and what they have to do with their nature in order to resemble the Creator and come close to Him until they adhere to Him. That's what we're speaking about.
I understand, but in the end, if I'm responsible for the friends, there's still no mutual responsibility because everyone has to be responsible?
Right, of course. Obviously, it's a law on everyone. Each one is obligated to do it.
But how do we know if everyone is in this avut or not?
You'll know. Everything will be revealed. Everything will be revealed. But even if I'm in avut with others on my behalf and willing to work and willing to wrap them with all my forces, I also see as much as they are trying it and whether they're in it or not. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean, we will do and we will hear?
That in spiritual existence, we can't come to understanding actions, the essence of actions, before we perform it. And then by performing it, we start discovering and feeling the essence of the action itself. That's why it's called we will do. And from doing, you can attain the essence of your doing, which is called we will hear.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Boker Tov.
Good morning, Rav. Is there a certain amount of responsibility we have to come to so we can maintain bestowal in the ten?
Yes, of course. We have to reach a state that we have to connect between us and the ten on the degree of root. Then the first phase, then when we reach a second phase, then we are already in Lishma. We'll go through all these stages, we'll see, and you'll get it. You see, from day to day, we go through more and more topics, actions, understandings, thoughts. That's how it is. What can you do? You can't hurry here. You can't give a baby some kind of steak. It's poison for him. For every measure of development, you need a special portion, a force that develops, a force that corrects, and a force that fulfills. And that's how it goes, stage after stage.
Belarus.
Belarus.
We must achieve avot in the ten. But it's all my perception. On one hand, I have to bestow. On the other hand, I have to see bestowal in others, and it's all in me.
Of course, that everything you discover and feel and understand, it's all taking place in you. That's what we learn from perception of reality. Okay. There's things here that we can't connect and settle yet, but don't worry. Naturally, we will come closer to it and start understanding how it all combines together. You'll see all of creation, this world, the spiritual world, yourselves, and everybody, the imaginary world, it will all be revealed to you in a calm manner, that there won't be any problems. Everything, the upper light will control everything, the Creator, it will cover all differences, all gaps, all problems, and you'll see how good it will be.
Tel Aviv 4.
Those who aren't keeping, observing their avot, should the society cover for them, or are they thrown out the minute they don't observe the avot?
There's nothing automatic here. We're all developing in different values, and each one in a different style. That's why, and nobody is like the other. So that's why we need to support each one as much as we can. And not that we toss these and those yes and those no. No. We keep everyone and we carry everybody. Except for leave, as we say. If a person in no way wants to participate, okay, so go. But if he does and he wants to help and help as much as we can. And you'll see that afterwards they advance. The truth is that there are a lot of great people in us, in their soul, that their path, their first stages are very, very difficult. It's very heavy for them to start ascending on the first degrees. And there are such that get it quick and easy. But they don't advance too far. And those who have deep souls, big souls, their difficulty is very big. Because the soul still, you need to correct it even in a small extent, but you have to go through all the soul, all these changes. A person doesn't understand, doesn't agree, and everything that happens. I felt it on myself. Very difficult. That's why we just need to be patient towards each and every one. Yes.
So, avot is also a gradual process?
Also, the avot is a gradual process. You do what depends on you, and you'll see that you might not need anything else. The mutual avot, you'll see. You, whether you need it or not. Where are we?
Bakasha. Paragraph, you therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side.
Meaning everyone who yearns to the Creator, if he wants to reach him, he has to be in alvut to everybody in order to connect all desires and thoughts, and only in such a way they can attain their goal.
On the positive side, if they keep the avot to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the avot, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
So there's still places for a lot of corruptions that were and will still come also in our way, and we need to be aware of it, and we'll learn how to go above it. That builds us. It's not that they aren't needed. Nothing that comes to us on the path is not needed. It builds us. It specifically builds us.
PT 35. Thank you very much, Rav. You said before we have to isolate ourselves. I feel that when I finish the morning lesson and we do the summary, I come to my job. It's crazy there. How should I manage between those two worlds?
It's written about that you need to put a form within a form, meaning you externally behave towards your workplace and internally towards your internal life, and there's no problem with it. The Creator did that on purpose, that through that we can learn from those two forms that we must exist in, how we should advance in spirituality, also in two forms, and you'll see soon that that's what we're going to learn. But for now, there's this world, and there's the upper world, and you exist in those two worlds.
So, should I do a reset, and I have to...
You don't have to do any reset. You just have to be with it. Me, let's say, I go to a place of animals with a few friends. With my friends, I'm connected between the humans, even a spiritual connection. And with the animals, we behave according to the way the animals need what they need, a treatment from us or help and so on. Each one at his place. Just like you relate to children or to other people, you have a lot of different levels of connection in your life where you relate this way or that way to everybody. There's no problem in this. You have to be flexible. Africa.
Hello, Rav. Hello. What exercise do you recommend for us to do today?
We today
started that there is no other way in all the spiritual path, but because the Creator is everything and fills everything and there's none else besides Him, so we just have to be annulled towards Him gradually. Gradually meaning to the extent that all kinds of desires are revealed in me, egoistic, opposite of the Creator, how can I annul them in order to connect to the Creator? That is actually my work. That was the topic of the first lesson, and onward, the Ovut, that we, between us, we need in the group to try and start building such connections that we help one another, support one another, each one in the other. An example, in help, in all kinds of states, but we also need to show this help to the others that I'm helping, because it brings peace. I give an example, and the other, and the third, and in this example, people get inspired and start doing. That's why it doesn't have to be something hidden or concealed, but it has to be an action of support and help and yearning and interest between man and his friend in the group in a clear way. And in this way, we will advance. That was actually our lesson today. I really hope that you understand how we're advancing from one lesson to the next, and that these stages are very important, and you throughout the day go through them and implement them. Each one in himself, each one in his group, and in this way, all groups. And you'll succeed. I hope you have a day in advancing in annulment and in avot. Niv?
Announcements for conclusion. Our broadcasts today are from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Rav Lightman. It'll be broadcast on Rav's Facebook page. Everyone's invited to write questions there during the broadcast. At 10:35 until 11:35, the writer's meeting with Rav Lightman. And at 6:30 until 7:30, a meal on the topic of annulling before the upper one, a very internal and uplifting meal. We should come to this meal ready. And also, following Africa's question, take this preparation and come ready for the meal. We know that the power of connection depends on our preparation. And we're asking and recommending each 10 to discuss during the day the topic of the meal, annulling before the upper one, so that we come with a common preparation and intention, and we'll end with a song.
प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा Together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes in lessons with friends we discover his hand no lies on the path I promise I'll cover your back when we pray for our connection We can hear his call. We are following one goal. We are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sad ne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sad ne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta. Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Together we grow Light awakens our soul The spark of love flashes Ego is turning to ashes When we step into the light of our reason so high Together we can fly above the sky Sadi sad ne mere sikha Pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sad ne mere sikha Pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा
که یه خدا